It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. The city of Detroit has filed for bankruptcy, and the story is being covered in local and national news. Lots of people are weighing in on where they think the city is headed, but how did Detroit get here? We're joined by retired Detroit City Council member and current faculty member in the Honors College at Wayne State University, Sheila Cockrell. Sheila, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here, Jennifer. Very much so.
It's been interesting listening to people trying to figure out who and what is responsible for the city's financial crisis. You're a longtime resident of the city. You served on the council. What do you think people need to understand about how the city got to this place?
Well, Jennifer, I think, you know, and I find it sort of frustrating because, you know, the game is to sort of impart, like, who to blame? Who do you blame for the current situation? Well, at the end of the day, blame game doesn't get us fixed, and that's what we need to do. It is the city is insolvent. The systems that run the government are broken. It's stasis. Things just don't move. But it is important because the larger framework, some of it is sort of, well, who is to blame? What happened when Detroit became a majority African-American city, a majority African-American leadership in the city? And the tendency on the part of some people who don't live in the city, who are not African-American, who certainly live in the region or live in the rest of the country, want to point to a deficiency in leadership. That is absolutely incorrect. And one of the things I point out to my students is that the disinvestment, deindustrialization, the migration of capital out of Detroit is what reduced a tax base. When you take a tax base out, you don't have, you know, a viable financial basis to provide service. I think the Packard plant is, you know, which has become part of a symbol of Detroit's ruined porn. Well, let's remember that in the 40s and 50s, 25,000 people worked in that plant. When that plant shut, those people left not only their jobs, many of their jobs left the city. The factory's death represents the migration of capital out. Actions taken, and you know, this is the way capitalism works, by the private sector. There's no way to gainsay that over time issues of corruption, issues of competence have all become factors, but that's not the key factor.
As I listen to some of the narratives that are being told about Detroit, some of the reports around the bankruptcy filing have this air of inevitability that Detroit, like you said, has been failing for a long time, and that this most current development isn't unexpected. But from your perspective, was there a time when the tide could have turned, when the city could have shifted course?
The answer to that is I spent 16 years on the council. The last four, I chaired the Budget, Finance, and Audit Task Force of the City Council. My personal view is that entering bankruptcy has been the most likely scenario for quite a while, and that, to be fair here, numerous treasurers, governors, mayors, and councils all could have taken a look at this at some point in time and intervened earlier, but that didn't happen. I mean, people, you know, it's easier to say, well, somehow it's all going to work itself out, and this is a short-term plan, and, you know, there'll be a long-term fix, so let's put it off. So as I say now to folks, you know, the can was kicked down the road. Now there's no more can and there's no more road.
For people who are listening to this conversation and perhaps have developed their own narrative for how Detroit ended up where it is right now, what would you want to remind those people of about the city, about where the city is headed, and again, about how it ended up here?
Sure. Well, this is an iconic city whose role, both in the war effort and in the building of the middle class economy, the middle class that has been supported by the manufacturing economy in its earlier stages, have been a critical part of the city, of the country's history, that we can and we will reinvent ourselves, that this is there's a great deal going on in Detroit that is outstanding, that we do as a region need to have the conversation about race, that's something that has to happen here. That's all part and parcel of how the city will be rebuilt. But it can be done. It will be done. This is an iconic American city with tough, gritty, you know, people who don't mind hard work and who will do it. And we will, as our city motto says, we will rise from the ashes of this financial crisis.
Sheila Cockrell is a retired member of the Detroit City Council. She currently serves as a faculty member at Wayne State University in Detroit. Sheila, thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Jennifer.